Yo, welcome to Spectator Sport, and I'm Zach Roach, along with my partner, Mr. Adi Wally. We got a big show for y'all today. We doing a review of the fight of Canelo and Charlo, and you know if we talking boxing, we gotta bring in the two boxing gurus, my man Tion and my man Byron, in the building to come school y'all on this boxing thing. Let's get to it. So we had a preview show of the Charlo and Canelo fight, and we all was unanimous, pretty much was like, this is really not going to be a good fight. I don't know why we even got to subject ourselves to watch the fight, because we know it's going to happen. But hey, they fought. And now, Byron, I'm going to start with you. After seeing this fight, what was your thoughts about this fight?
I wish I had four hands so I could give that fight four thumbs down.
I got
trash. Charlo, I lost so much respect for this dude. I basically watched the fight and watched a fighter that just didn't want to get knocked out. Didn't want to win the fight, but just wanted to, I guess, hang on his mantle that I didn't get knocked out by Canelo. Like, he should have got a sticker. I survived Canelo.
Survived.
It was literally a Great America ride. And I think it was a loss on both, because I watched a fight where Canelo proclaimed that he was back, but you can't even knock out a fighter that don't even want to engage you. How are you back? Did he cut off the ring great? Yes, we said that that was one of his attributes, something that he does better than anybody else. But he basically just put him in a playpen and touched him a couple times, beat up his arms, and then let him slide off to the left, let him slide off to the right. And we basically watched Charlo do exactly what we said he would do, stay on the ropes, pop jab, and basically do combinations just enough to say that he actually did something in the fight. Derrick James, here you go, hold this L. Because his entire stable for the past two fights has it has been represented in the most unsatisfactory of fashions.
He just won like trainer of the year.
Like, is it a curse to the award? Because you clearly don't look like trainer of the year. And this fight put a bad taste in my mouth, and I can't even hide it.
It definitely did not live well. I don't know what expectation it had, but it definitely didn't. For the excitement category, if it's a category, you put excitement there. One to ten, I don't know, maybe three. All right, Tion, what about you? Did you have a different feel about the fight, or are you with Byron on this?
I'm with Byron on this 100%. I was with him pre-fight, and I'm still with him to this day. It was as expected. Everything we saw is what we expected to see. To be completely honest, the only difference I would say is I expected Charlo to come out with a little more heart. I actually did. I expected him to at least try. Like you said, he wanted a Junior G-Man badge that says, I survived Canelo. That's it. With a sticker, gold star, the whole nine. When he threw combinations, it made you say, why aren't you doing it more? Canelo didn't want to finish him for some reason. Again, I would buy him 100%. It was lackluster on both parts. Because Canelo, if you're proclaiming you're back, be back. Finish him.
This dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was club ready at the end of this fight. Like, this
was and it was ridiculous. It was like, it was so lackluster to where, and I think we'll talk about it another time, but I think some of the things that we think is going should have happened in both 154 and 168 are going to have to happen now. I think the performance on both sides is going to provoke other fights to happen that we want to see happen. But Charlo, if I'm not mistaken, he lost the belt. So he vacated the belt. He vacated WBO. I think that's going to open his door for the boogeyman at 154. And I think Canelo's newfound arrogance at the end of the, if you saw the post-fight comments in the ring, I don't give a F.
We don't believe you.
When they asked him, what about Benavidez? Every other time, Canelo has been PC, politically correct the whole time. Well, I just let the train, I just let my promotional team, and they'll figure that out, and I'm ready to fight. This time, the man jumped out of his body saying, I don't give a F. We'll fight whoever. Ooh. When speaking about Benavidez, put your money where your mouth is now. Put your money where your mouth is. Put your money where your mouth is. And to all you subscribers, we love y'all, man, but... You see, we wasn't lying.
Yeah, that was that fight. Yeah, that definitely was a fight that was just a bore fest, pretty much. Yeah.
Terrible.
It was so. Give me some kind. All right, so Adi, what did you see in this fight? Is there anything we can take from this fight, or is this what you expected?
Well, you know what? The former Jets coach Herm Edwards say, "You play to win the game."
Yeah.
You box to win the fight.
Yeah.
Jermell Charlo wasn't boxing to win the fight. Yeah. He wasn't boxing like he was daring to be great. He kept saying, I'm daring to be great. Mm-hmm. He wasn't fighting like he was trying to pull off one of the biggest upsets in boxing history.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's very upsetting to me. And he said, he didn't knock me out, though.
That's what
he
said.
It's unbelievable, disappointing. Yeah, I guess you boxed to win $25 million purse. Yeah. I guess that's what it's a money grab.
Can't fight that.
It was a money grab. It was all business, no passion, no will to win. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so before this fight, I watched that Canelo versus Daniel Jacobs fight because just like Charlo, Daniel Jacobs has a significant height and reach
advantage
over Canelo. And when he fought Jacobs, Canelo was 28 years old, and that was Jacobs was not afraid to exchange with Canelo in that fight. It was a very good fight, very competitive fight, and like two of the judges, I scored that fight 115-113. Close fight, but Canelo, he closed out that fight, but you know, like he usually do in his prime. And so, but Charlo wasn't even close to that, okay? And so, I would say in Charlo's next fight, I want to see that Lions only thing going on. I want to see the Iron Man Charlo finally come out. You know what I'm saying? Because after the fight, Charlo said, he was like, I don't feel like that was me in there. Okay, and I agree. I don't know what it was.
Hologram.
So it was disappointing.
So let me just spin it from another way. So y'all say he survived and he wouldn't get hit. So it looked like when Charlo did try to exchange and he hit Canelo, the punches didn't do nothing to Canelo. So could that have shooken him up? Like, man, my punches ain't doing nothing to him. And then when he's smacking me in the body like that, I'm just getting killed. So you think that had anything
during
to do with
it? During the pregame show, Adi was referencing guys who have made the leap up two weight divisions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was such a great analogy. I didn't want to interject at that point, but I wanted to say he brought up Javante Davis. He brought up Manny Pacquiao.
Right.
And what was the constant theme of those two fighters? It was power.
Yeah.
They took power.
Real power.
And although they were undersized, their undersized became an advantage because you have to come to them. And if you come to them and they connect with their power punch, they can detach you from consciousness. Charlo, I don't care how big you are, I don't care how big of a Charlo stan you are, I've seen his fights the same way you've seen his fights, and just like I said on the last show, he is contested at 154.
Yep.
That is why we gave him no chance in this fight. You're not even really the man solidified in your division. You have the most belts, but you are not the man. You have Brian Mendoza who's on your tail. You have Tim Zhu that is so arrogant and so confident, and just, he's gonna put you on his resume. So it's just, if you're gonna make that leap, you gotta have power. Right. And Charlo doesn't, he doesn't have power, and even if he did, you're going against one of the hardest chins in boxing. You have to have some type of boxing IQ. You have to stay off the ropes. Mm-hmm. You have to keep him at a disadvantage, which is what happened when he tried to insurrect light heavyweight.
Yeah.
He ran into one of the most vicious jabs that he ever encountered.
Yeah.
His high guard couldn't do anything with it. The jab put him where his opponent wanted him to be, and he was punished. And, I mean, a fool, Ray Charles, saw that Charlo had no chance in this fight. And that's just the bottom line. He had no chance.
Yeah, Charlo, yeah, he definitely had a lack of power, and it just from there, it just went downhill for him. So let's talk about Charlo Tion going for it. After a fight, after a performance like that, watching him fight, pretty much conceding the victory, but being happy that he just didn't get knocked out and not finished, what does Charlo go from here?
First off, that was disrespectful. The whole outing was disrespectful. Where does he go from here? Away from Terrence Crawford. That's number one. Don't think Terrence Crawford won't finish you. Don't think Terrence Crawford is going to give you that much respect that Canelo gave you in the ring.
Yeah.
Canelo respected you as a champion. And right or wrong or indifferent, that was a stupid move. We all probably believe he should have finished you. And that's a blemish on Canelo's resume.
It hurt.
You could not finish 154 pounder. But it's going to finish you.
Yeah.
He's not going to hesitate. It's in his instinct. It's in his blood. That's what he does. So stay away from him. Where do you go? You're going to have to go to Tim Zoo. I believe that the way things are currently set up, Tim Zoo is going to get that the WBO belt that's been vacated. And I even believe that one of these sanctioning bodies might make him a mandatory.
Mm.
It's if we look at other weight classes and we look at other fighters, high profile fighters, you can see it coming from a mile away. I think Jermell Charlo is going to be motivated to show something different that he didn't show in the Canelo fight. And I believe that he might man up.
He got to bounce back in a big way after that.
Yeah. I believe he might man up. And that's a scary fight. He probably can't win. But what else does he have?
Yeah, because that last night, because when you got Bud Crawford tweeting out,
you gave up.
Yeah, that you didn't fight.
He said you should be ashamed
of yourself.
Ashamed of yourself.
That's an indictment. Not one of us or a reporter or anybody like one of your peers.
Oh boy.
One of your peers tweeted out for the whole world to see that you should be ashamed of yourself. How that fake.
And he said he didn't want to fight him either.
Yeah, so right there alone, that speaks volumes right there.
Oh boy.
Yes. And what do you think Charlo should go from here?
Well, he has a storm awaiting him at 154.
Yeah.
Tim Zoo and Brian Mendoza are set to meet, and you will never see two more motivated challengers at 154. Both are coming off very impressive knockouts, and it's almost a shame that they fight each other, because I think right now, basing off their last performances, they both have an argument to, you know, at that throne.
Yeah.
Like you guys alluded to, I believe there, I don't think it has been announced yet, but I believe that this next fight that they're about to have, the winner will become a champion.
Yes, they will.
It's a WBO.
Yeah,
so they're going to be a champion. So he's not even undisputed Charlo anymore. He's not coming to a division where he is the man. He basically has, you know, what is Terrence Crawford going to do looming over him, which is a fight that he can't win. And then he has Brian Mendoza, who's 5'10 with a 70-inch reach, who fights very dirty on the inside, very aggressive, which he will have to box to win that fight. And then you have Tim Zoo, who right now, I'm not going to even lie, I think Tim Zoo knocks you out. And Tim Zoo, if Tim Zoo goes through Brian Mendoza, he has to get a fight with Charlo, and I think he's gonna be made the mandatory.
Yep.
And because Crawford will not be willing to give you your payday, because you literally were that bad.
Yeah.
You gave a performance where before you had two back-to-back paydays. You know, go out there, you push this fight, you get knocked out, but you have a fight at 154 with Terrence Crawford.
I agree.
Based on being a smaller fighter and trying to actually make yourself look good by going after the gargantuan opponent that Canelo was. But you mess up that bag, so now you really just have these two juggernauts. They're going to have a war, and basically the winner of that fight is going to proclaim themselves the 154-pound champion.
Yeah,
and they're going to throw it in your face, and they're going to disrespect you, and they're not going to be scared of you either. So I think that's the only thing he has. Is like he said it in his post-fight conference. He want to fight for money. And so the most lucrative fight is the fight that you're going to put and pin next to Charlo's name. And the most lucrative fight for him will be the winner of Tim Tszyu and Brian Mendoza.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Nice. I hear you. Adi, what you with Byron and Tion on this?
Yeah,
that's about their move, or is there something else out there for Charlo maybe?
Well, you know, Charlo, Brian Mendoza, he's coming off 3 straight knockout wins. Mm-hmm. I believe Tim Tszyu will win that fight. They fight very, very soon. And he'll have the WBO belt. And so, but I feel like, then you're looking at Bud Crawford versus Errol Spence, like with the rematch. Will it happen? When will it happen? Yeah. We don't know exactly yet.
He exercised it though, so it's gonna happen.
Yeah, we just don't know when. But I just feel like they still negotiate. I feel like Charlo shouldn't wait around for the negotiations on the purse split and what weight they're gonna fight in and all that. He shouldn't wait around because Charlo was hindered with that fight drop. He was in a 16-month fight drop before the Canelo fight. Canelo was coming off a 5-month fight drop, So he needs to get at it, all right? And he needs to go back down to 154 and get a tune-up fight. Like, Canelo got a tune-up fight against John Ryder, okay? Bud Crawford got a tune-up fight versus Davis Ivanisian before the fight with Errol Spence Jr. So I feel like that's something that Charlo should just get a tune-up fight like those guys did.
Get his confidence back.
Yeah, get his confidence back and everything. And Canelo did say he spent 2 months away from his family in the mountains in Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with Bud Crawford. He was in the Colorado in the mountains away from his family, away from the distractions. And every time you see Charlo or Errol Spence fighting and training for a fight there in Texas, their family is around, distracted. That's cute and everything, but look what Canelo did. Look what Bud Crawford did, He needs to start taking a page out of, learn from the best. These guys are the best. You need to, get away for a while, go in that high altitude and get your endurance up, you know what I'm saying?
Well, greatness, to be greatness, you have to sacrifice other things in your personal life.
Right.
To be great. And that's one of the things you talk about with Bud Crawford and other great champions. So let's talk about the Canelo Alvarez aspect of this. He won the fight. He goes to 59-2-2.
Was that
the
60?
60.
That was 60.
That was okay. Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah. 62-2. Yeah.
Cap.
But now he's 62-2. Now he won this fight, but as we all saw the fight last night, we wasn't impressed. It wasn't nothing like to, man, Canelo looked like when we saw Bud whoop Spence, we was like, man, that's damn. That was the real deal. We not walking away from this fight like, man, Canelo. Absolutely, so that was a knock in the fight. So, I'm going to start with you on this one. Where does Canelo Alvarez go from here on this one?
Well, Demetrius Boo Boo Andrade. He's supposed to fight David Benavidez this year, okay?
Mm.
Now, Andrade, he's undefeated. He's 32-0. He has more experience than Benavidez. He's 35 years old. Benavidez is 26. And Andrade, he's coming off. He's been working on his power. In his last fight, he scored 2 knockdowns against Nicholson. And he said he's more athletic than Caleb Plant. And I agree. And Benavidez, he's got to get off to a better start than he did in that Caleb Plant fight. In the first 5 rounds, he was just not as active as I wanted him to be. But he did finish off Caleb Plant. And in the 8th round, he could have got a knockout. The ref didn't call a timeout, looking at Caleb Plant's bleeding face and everything like that. So that should be a good fight. You can't overlook Andrade thinking about Canelo, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Canelo wants the other Charlo, the twin Charlo, the hitman, okay? But Caleb Plant is calling out the hitman. He slapped him because the hitman was grabbing on his beard. He kept telling him, stop grabbing my beard. He slapped him and everything. And they got that beef going on. So that would be a good fight right there. Yeah. But Roy Jones Jr. has been working with the Hitman, trying to get his life together, and he's been out for 2 years, and Roy Jones wants him to fight the Mexican Monster's older brother, Jose Benavidez Jr.
Right.
So that'll be a good tune-up fight for the Hitman, okay? Now, as far as Canelo Alvarez, he got 2 fights left on that PBC deal. Both those fights need to be against David Benavidez. You fight him next and then give him a rematch.
Finish it out. Okay, I feel that. I got it. So, Byron, for you, where does Canelo go from here?
I have in my notes Benavidez. I don't want to see you fight anybody else. You've ducked this man for too long. And
2 years.
Benavidez is becoming sharpened steel. Every challenge, he's been challenging himself with every opponent. He's been pushing himself to get his cardio, pushing himself to be more well-versed as a boxer. And watching this kid turn into this world champion that he has, I've been in absolute awe of him. And he's earned this shot. He's taking a fight that is a very dangerous fight, and it's a fight that he can lose.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. if he comes out of this fight,
oh boy,
he won't lose a fight against Canelo.
Nope.
And that's as simple as that. So Canelo has the luxury of waiting another 6 months till there's an opponent. And definitely, if Benavidez loses, he will hurriedly try to push him to the back of the line. But
yep.
again, if you aren't fighting within the realm of super middleweight, I don't care about who you fight.
Right.
I do believe that Terrence Crawford wants to fight Canelo. And I don't think that's a rumor. I think that there's a lot of legit like weight to that, because Terrence Crawford is looking at that fight. Even I was looking at that fight, that Canelo was so easy to hit, so easy to counter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thankfully you don't have a boxer with any type of pop. Because essentially just that high guard, what he just kind of defaults to, mm-hmm. and running in straight forward.
It does.
I mean, wasn't setting up anything really around the jab. So when he announced that he was back, I was like, what did I just watch for 12 rounds?
Yeah.
I don't think you look like you were back. You look like you were old. You look like your timing was off.
Yeah.
You had plenty of opportunities to land massive shots to him, whether you were pulling punches or you just weren't hitting them. It just looked like he was trying to beat up his shoulders. I'm like, why is he not just going after shots that you can see are there? I mean, we're watching the fight, like the shots are there.
And I want to say this, even when Charlo kept clinching and holding Canelo wasn't really trying to fight hard to get out of the clinch. He wasn't really trying to
punish him.
You see people punching.
It was like a moment to relax.
He was just like waiting for the ref, and the ref was so quick to pick him up. Yeah, you know, some of us let him fight out of it. That never happened.
Right? Yeah,
right.
So it just in the pre-fight, I said this felt like the WWE, and it put a bad taste in my mouth. Like that's what it was. It seemed like Canelo, obviously, he had the power. After the first round, Charlo reacted to his power,
You
could tell that the body shots hurt him.
He stopped
and
the lateral.
You could tell that he stopped lateral movement because he realized he's using this lateral movement to kind of pin me to where he wants with these body shots.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was just like I literally. That's why I said I felt that the what was needed in this fight was the under. He needed to finish him 7 rounds or below because you outclassed this guy. Going 12 rounds with somebody that you are light years more talented than,
yes, sir.
It doesn't give me confidence in you moving forward. I think Benavidez took this fight under the notion that if I beat him, there's nothing he can say. Yes. There's nothing he can say about my resume. It's nothing. If I take this man out at 32-0, I'm in his way. He can't do anything.
True.
He can't do anything to get past
true.
Me. So that's why I think that next fight is very, very important. But I'm telling you, if the Mexican monster comes out, it ain't no way Canelo stopping him.
Well, Canelo done fought a lot of times, and he could be declining.
He's still good.
He's still good, but you can't.
In 64,
even if he's been fights, he can't like he's
64
he's been
fights,
in the ring a lot
33
of
years old.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah. He could be declined.
This is what troubles me about the Benavidez fight. He has to get Benavidez out early.
Yeah.
Because Benavidez has the cardio in that fight.
He gets stronger and stronger.
He gets stronger. Yeah. And his jab he's the zombie. We already called him that. He is going to, you're not going to engage him. He's going to stalk.
Yes.
And that's what happened when he faced Bitball. He got stalked.
Yeah.
And he doesn't fight well backing up.
Nope.
He doesn't.
Nope. Yeah, that's so Tion, Canelo Alvarez, are you with them? They both saying fight. What's his name?
Benavidez.
I'm sorry. You think that's the move for Canelo?
I think it has to be.
Yeah.
I think as we spoke about earlier, I think the cards are aligning to where it has to happen.
Yeah.
I think the sanctioned bodies are getting tired of these fighters. You know what I'm saying? All the WBA, the WBC, the WBO. I think they are getting tired of these fighters running. Because that's what they're doing. Yep. As great as Canelo is, you have been running from a man in your division for over 2 years. And if I'm not mistaken, Adi said he was made the mandatory, what, 2 years ago?
Right.
He's an interim.
Oh my gosh. He's made the mandatory for you to fight. And if I believe, we said before, Canelo vacated a belt over Triple G.
Right.
For the same exact reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to see it again. I'm with everybody on the panel. You got to fight Benavidez, especially if he wins his next fight, because those are the two guys in the division that Canelo has steered clear from since he's been in the division.
Andrade and
Benavidez. Dude, forget 175. You cannot beat Bivol. That should be clear.
Bud Crawford.
And I was going to say that. Thank you. Thank you, my good sir. I want to say this. Canelo, if you watch, if you listen. Meet Bud at a catchweight. Fight fair. Because that's a fair fight. Don't make him jump up to 168. It just makes no sense. You should have met Charlo at a catchweight. Y'all should have met at 160.
Yeah, I agree with
that. That's not outside the realm of what you are. You were bouncing from 154 to 168 before you went to light heavy at 175. Mm-hmm. You stayed at 168. Cool. I get it. You should have met Charlo at 160. Meet Bud at 160.
But when you the man, you choose where you had the biggest advantage.
Of course. And that's what he's going to do. But if you also the man, like he says he is, like some of y'all stands, I'm using Byron words, some of y'all stands that's say
what,
he is.
That's what you are.
And if you the man like you say you are, you should not be afraid. Stands. You lose 8 pounds. Terrence Crawford has to jump up, what, 15?
Yeah. He hasn't even fought at 154.
Yeah, he hasn't even fought at 154. That means he would literally skip 154 to come up to 160 to fight you. Just like Charlo did.
And he would move mountains to fight Crawford before Benavidez.
I think so.
Yeah.
For some reason.
You feel it?
I think Benavidez whoops Andre's ass, then he's running. As the famous hip hop legend said, what you gonna do when shit hits the fan?
Well, I mean, Canelo was kind of downplaying fighting Bud a few weeks ago, saying if he move up to 168.
And I'm beating up the smaller guy. Yeah. You guys ain't gonna give me credit.
You just for did it! And you proclaimed that you were back. I'm back! To the world!
So,
man, we don't believe you!
So, to answer the question, man, if you not gonna fight Benavidez, I was gonna say steer clear from Terrence Crawford. No, don't steer clear from him. Give him fair ground to fight you on. Go down to 160, and that's still not fair. Let's be honest. The catchweight should be at like 155-ish, something like that, 157, something like that. That to me is more feasible. But
I think Bud would want to fight him at 168. Just to get the belt.
I understand that. I don't think he should. I don't think he should, but I think he would. I'm not saying he can't win, and I'm not saying it's not a good look. I just don't think he should. I think if I'm Bud, I say come down to 160, and I'm going to harass you so much. I'm going to denigrate your character. I'm going to say all these things. I'm going to bring up the fact that you couldn't finish Charlo. I'm going to bring up the fact that, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring up the fact that you're running from Cassie.
Because that's an L. That's an L saying that you couldn't finish him.
Yes.
That's
I will try to get under Canelo's skin and say, how about I go from 147 to 160, and you meet me at 160, and I'll fight you.
Well, there we have it, y'all. Mm-hmm. There we have it. So, Canelo, you either fight then, or is he, you either fight in your division, or you fight Bud Crawford. That's what I'm getting out of this. You watch the Spectator Sport, and I'm Zach Rochelle, and my partner, Mr. Adi Wally. Shout out to the two boxing gurus, Mr. Tion, Mr. Byrne. We out. Peace.